13th year right now. How do you feel?
I feel overjoyed. I'm excited, but grateful mostly, because we wouldn't be here without the support of the Montrealers, without the support of Quebecers and people from all over the world coming every year here in the city. And people trust us. They trust this festival. We are having more and more world premieres, Canadian premieres, and Quebec premieres as well. And they choose this festival because of Montreal, also because of the greatness of the city, and then the panache of the city, and then of course also because the festival is a great platform and the biggest Black film festival in Canada. So I have to say thank you to everybody that is supporting this festival.
It opens on Wednesday night with is that a world premiere you're having on Wednesday night?
On Wednesday, it's going to be a Canadian premiere. Actually, it's a film that has been to Seattle Film Festival, that has been to Durban Film Festival. It's called Kaluchi, the story of Solomon Malangu. He was a hero of South Africa he was fighting the apartheid regime. So, he was killed by the system at the time. You know how it was those times. And too young. It's a true story. It's a biopic by Mandla Dubé. And we're so proud to open the festival with a historic film, on a historical figure, and it's a great piece of South African history.
How many films are you showing?
We're showing 66 films from 25 countries, and we're so happy, and we're going to welcome filmmakers from South Africa, from the U.S., from Canada. We have a lot of people from Toronto coming this year, and we have people from Quebec. We also have people from Australia, from France, from the Caribbean, from Haiti. Haiti has like 5 films, I think,
in the festival.
Well, they're
connected to the director.
They're connected to the directors, to the actors, and you're talking all kind of connections, great connections going on here. So we're blessed, we're happy, and I couldn't be more overjoyed.
Has it gotten easier over the last 13 years? Because now there's a reputation. Is it a lot easier to go and get people to come and participate?
Oh, you should never take anything for granted. We don't do that. We just don't. Because the audience is evolving, and in the minute you take it for granted, you take the audience for granted, they would stop coming. I mean, they come because they know that every year we step up our games, and then we come with greater, you know, films, and then more directors, and then more programming, and then more wonders for them to see. So we're not saying it's easier. It's getting tougher because we have a lot of competitions now, because before, I remember when we started, nobody cared about Black films. Nobody wanted to showcase Black film nowhere. And then today we're fighting with some other festivals all over the world to have premieres and everything else. So, which is great, which is very, very good. That means there is an appetite for those kind of films around the world. Not so much here in Quebec, and which is the raison d'être of this festival, which is why it's important. It's the necessary festival here in Montreal, because those are films that otherwise would not have made it to Montreal, because that is why they are world premieres, Canadian premieres, Quebec premieres. That means it's the first time they are being screened here. So, no, it's not getting easier. We work very hard. We go, our programmers go all around the globe to get those films. For example, the closing film that we're going to be screening is called Woodpeckers, Carpinteros in Spanish. And it's a Dominican film from Dominican Republic, with the main actor being a Dominican Haitian guy. And this film has premiered at Sundance Film Festival. We have other films that went to Berlin, Venice, TIFF, Tribeca, Sundance, and all over the world. So those are like among the greatest Black films from around the world that we bring Montrealers here. So we couldn't be prouder, and we can't wait to welcome everyone.
What's the thing that surprised you the most about what's evolved over the last 13 years? What gives you the biggest joy?
The biggest joy is to see that a little girl from Haiti that came here with nothing but a dream, that came here with a goal to be an actor, to have a platform, and that couldn't find a platform anywhere, that said, you know what, we're going to create that platform for other filmmakers like me who couldn't find one. And that today this became Canada's largest black film festival, that today we're welcoming people like, we've been welcoming people like Spike Lee, Danny Glover, mm-hmm. Harry Belafonte, Stedman Graham, Clement Virgo, or Kim Nguyen, and the list goes on and on and on, Suleiman Sisse, and then Martin Luther King III. I mean, come on. That means, Terry, the dream is possible. I think I'm living the dream with Montrealers that we could be having this great festival right here in Montreal. I don't think it would have been what it is if it was not in Montreal. I think the festival is what it is today, is booming like this, is gathering interest from the world because it's in Montreal.
Last question, because I can't let you get away with this, because there was a absolutely gorgeous picture. I forget where I saw it. Maybe it was just, it was online, maybe it was in the newspapers, I'm not sure. When you met the former president of the United States, Mr. Obama, when he came here, describe what that was, how that felt, and how it happened.
Wow, that was a dream come true. I felt I was living the dream, literally, because this is a president you remember in 2008. I campaigned for twice. And this is a president that embodies the dream of, you know, the collective dream of black people from around the world. And he allowed us to dream bigger. To dream a bigger dream for ourselves from all over the world. And to be able to meet him when he was coming to Montreal, he was invited by the Montreal Chamber of Commerce. And I was lucky enough and privileged enough to be at the table of honor of the president.
Wow, really cool.
And to meet him and then to talk to him and then to have a picture with him. So again, from that little girl from Haiti, now a Montrealer, it was a wild dream. It couldn't be wilder for me.
Okay, so we see this gentleman, this elegant, wonderful, intelligent man on television. You saw him close up. Was there any difference in the elegance and the intelligence close up? And was he the same in real life as we perceive him to be on television?
This is incredible. Is exactly the same and even more, even better. He smiled. He was there because we were like about 40 people that went to meet him and talk to him and then have a picture with him. And he met each of us individually. And he had a good word, you know, good words for us, and then take the time to ask us, you know, what's your name? What do you do? Oh, tell me what. Yeah. And then he was genuine. He was listening. He was smiling. He was looking at me in the eyes. I mean, I could not believe that. And he didn't do it like, okay, I'm busy, you know, let's get over. No, he was there, and then he was enjoying every moment with everybody he got the chance to meet. So I was, wow, that's a wonderful person, a wonderful human being. And then, you know, that reminds me again of that great quote from Maya Angelou that says, people will forget what you said, they will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And he made us feel special that day. I felt, as my little sister used to say, $1 million that day.
Okay. That sounds like the same raison d'être that you have for this festival.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, thanks to this festival, I have had the chance to meet quite wonderful people in this world, among others, Oprah Winfrey, and then Martin Luther King III, and everything, and Harry Belafonte. And I have to tell you, those people have one thing in common. They are there out of service. You know, they're there to, when they're somewhere, their heart is 100% in what they're doing. And that is what we're trying to convey at the festival and get people to be inspired and get people to be more educated about what's going on in the world. And then so people can see the world with a different perspective. That's what the festival is about. And that's what we're doing, the Montreal Black Film Festival. And I hope this festival can keep sparkling some great conversations about what's going on right now in the black communities, especially in the South right now, where things are not the way they're supposed to be in terms of the racial conversation right now. So, which is why we're going to be having films like Marvin Booker Was Murdered. It's a documentary that is that's making its world premiere in Montreal in the festival. And the director will come with some lawyers and from the States. They will come and talk about the Black Lives Matter movement, but mostly about inequality and injustice and racial profiling and police brutality, because this is the story of a man that was murdered, brutally murdered inside of the jail by police officers. And unfortunately for them, and fortunately for Marvin Booker's family, it was all caught on camera. And but the report they made did not reflect what everybody could see on camera. So, you know, we still have that today. And then we're going to discuss that. But we also have great love stories at the festival. We have a film called Carpinteros, again, Woodpeckers, which is a modern-day Romeo and Juliet love story, but based on true realities and a Latin Caribbean version, because it's from Dominican Republic with a Haitian Dominican actor. And we also have a great tribute to Oliver Jones, a Canadian legend, a jazz pianist, and he retired today. So it's a pleasure to have a world premiere of his film, of actually a film on him called Oliver Jones, Mind, Hands, Heart, from Wozi Ede from Toronto. So we're welcoming the world here, and we want everybody to come and help us welcome the world the way we should welcome them. And so they will remember Montreal. They will know that, hey, Montreal has this little thing, you know, and people are warm and everything else. So that's why everybody should rush into montrealblackfilm.com and then get their copies of the program, and then get the schedule, and then buy tickets.
Bravo, Fab.
Oh, thank you.
On the life you're living, it's wonderful.
Thank you. You make it even better, Terry, when you give us a platform so we can spread the word. We need that. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Fab.